At this time, the Reverend Richard Warnicki from the Wells Kingdom Workers has an announcement to make.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Pastor Rich Warnicki. I'm here along with Mr. John Wiederholt. We represent an agency called Wells Kingdom Workers. It's an agency that makes use of lay people, placing them in mission settings. I represent the home mission field. John represents the world mission field. We will be here for most of the day, set up in Old Main, and we would love it if you would stop and talk with us and dream with us about mission opportunities. God bless your day.
This semester on Thursdays, we are preaching on the fruit of the Spirit, and we come today to the fruit which is joy. From Galatians chapter 5, beginning at the 22nd verse. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. These are the words. Heavenly Father, sanctify us through your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. You may be seated. As noted, I'm supposed to be preaching today on joy. And many people seem to equate joy with happiness. For example, Bob was overjoyed when Sarah accepted the engagement ring and agreed to marry him. Or Stephanie rejoiced over the birth of her baby daughter. Or, boy, will I start to enjoy myself when I graduate from Bethany and get a good paying job. We often equate joy with happiness. But is there still joy when things don't go well? Or put it another way, is there joy when a close relative dies or when you're suffering great pain or injury? Well, let's see. On January 6th, that's less than 3 weeks ago, there were 10 young adults from a Christian congregation, one of our Wells congregations in Tucson, Arizona, Grace Lutheran Church, who were on a skiing holiday to Telluride, Colorado. They had been skiing. They had an absolutely great time. Now they were on a bus, 50 people on the bus, coming home back towards Arizona. When they got into southeastern Utah, the bus driver was going a little bit too fast. He was making a curve. There was ice. The bus slipped. It teetered for a while, and then it rolled, and it plunged down a 40-foot embankment. It completely sheared off the entire top of the bus. All but two of the 50 were thrown out of the bus. 9 died. The rest suffered significant injuries. Now, none of those 10 Wells Christian young adults were killed, but boy, did they suffer injury. We remember one of our Bethany students, David Hartzell, who was a student here. Many of us know him. Well, he suffered a broken leg and torn tendons in his back. Years ago, we had a real tall student. I think he was 6'8 or something like 6'7. Jared Rhodes, pre-pharmacy student, played on Art Westfall's basketball team. Two of his brothers were injured. Joel Rhodes required stitches to his head and injury to his jaw. His young bride sitting next to him had a skull fracture, broken leg, and broken shoulder blade. The other Rhodes boy, shoulder injury involving tendons and ligaments. Ryan Christensen, broken collarbone, swelled hands, requiring stitches to his knees, forehead, and staples to the back of his head. John Dins, plate put in his jaw, seriously bruised and injured lungs, ball on the top of his femur broken off completely. Christian Rogers, 2 broken vertebrae, broken ankle, punctured, collapsed lung. Justin Harris, barbed wire injuries all over his back, in his arms and his legs. These are our Christian brothers and sisters, young adults, who are on that bus. Just think, in a split second, because of a driver's mistake, all of a sudden they went from contentment to panic, from laughter to screaming, from wellness to life-altering injuries. So if we're going to say that joy and happiness are synonyms, that they are the same, does that mean that these young people, I'm sure they're not very happy right now, recovering from these horrible, horrific injuries, does that mean they don't have the fruit of the Spirit, which is joy? Well, you might be sitting there and saying, but, you know, think about this for a minute. We could say this, at least none of those 10 were killed, and therefore they have a reason to rejoice that their lives were spared. Or you might say, well, they can have some kind of joy because they're young, and you know how young people, their bodies heal fast, and one day they'll look back over this and then everything will be okay. I think that's lame. I think that's really a lame way of looking at things. When our text is talking about the joy of the Spirit, it's not talking about holding out hope that things are going to get better eventually, perhaps, maybe, possibly, or that joy is based upon really dodge the bullet this time. The joy spoken of here in our text is a joy that is constantly with us, right here, right now, regardless of external circumstances. You see, the joy spoken of here is based upon relationships. It's a relationship that the Father had, and oh, He loved His Son so much. And when He saw that prodigal son coming out of the pig pen and coming home, the Father was filled with joy. Joy is based upon relationship. It's a relationship that God the Father has with His holy angels, has with us, so that there is rejoicing in heaven amongst the angels over every sinner who repent. Joy is based upon a relationship. When He was reunited with His Father following His resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ, the Bible tells us in Acts, was filled with joy. Joy is based upon a relationship. And the point I'm trying to make is that for those 10 Christians from Grace Lutheran Church, Tucson, Arizona, their joy never departed. Because it was based upon a relationship God the Father had with them. God loved those 10 so much that He was willing to send His Son to be their Savior. That Son, Jesus Christ, loved those 10 so much that He lived a perfect life for them and gave them credit for His perfect life. And then He suffered even the pain of hell itself so that those 10 never have to. And the Holy Spirit loves those 10 so much that He turned their stone-cold hearts into believing faith. You see, God adopted them into His own family. He made them heirs of eternal life. He has brought them into His own household. And that's where joy comes from. You too, Bethany students, are precious in God's sight. He loves you. He is with you. He has done the same thing for you. You are bought with a price. You are precious in His sight. You are members of the household of God. You can say, Abba, Father. And that's where joy comes from. And that joy, that fruit of the Spirit, is yours, regardless of pain, sorrow, suffering, or even death. You can be joyful in the Lord. Amen. At this time, we have a special prayer request, which comes to us from John Goebel, a student here. His grandfather is Walter Niermann, and he is suffering from a cancerous tumor in his jaw, and his condition is deteriorating. And so we pray. Dear Lord God, Heavenly Father, we can call You Heavenly Father because of the relationship You, the Son, and the Spirit have established with us. We know that You are the Heavenly Father of Walter as well. We know that You have made him a member of Your own household, and therefore we know that he has the fruit of the Spirit, that mood of the heart, which is joy, knowing that his sins are forgiven and that he is Your own. We pray that You would be with him, comfort him, and bless him in this hour of anxiety and confusion, sorrow as he looks at the loved ones he may be leaving behind. We also pray for those loved ones who are here, the family and the friends of Walter. Be with, bless, and sustain them. Assure them that it is all one family through faith in Christ Jesus, the Lord and Savior. Amen. We continue with the hymn. And now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, guard, protect, and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Depart in peace.